Ladies and gentlemen, sick Craig Benzine is about to join the Zoom. Here we go. Oh my goodness, here he is.
Hey, I didn't hear what you just said. Did you just say something?
I have welcomed you to this episode of two guys speaking about lettuce.
Talking about lettuce.
Welcome to you, Craig, lettuce. And welcome everyone to two gentlemen speaking about things lettuce. Concerning lettuce.
Is this his episode what?
Lettuce. I believe it's episode 47. Is that right?
47.
47, 48, something like that.
And I think every episode, or nearly every episode, you have said the title correctly.
I don't know about that. Maybe I haven't said it correctly until right now.
No, Greg. You said it correctly every time, except this time. This time, it's as if you are purposely trying to say it wrong.
All right.
All
right. Two gentlemen talking about lettuce. Fine. Okay.
No. It's two guys talking about lettuce.
Two. That doesn't sound right. Two guys talking about lettuce?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's right.
Although I think I like two gentlemen talking about lettuce more.
Let's change it.
But okay, let's change it.
Hey, Craig, it's nice to see you. You've been sick this past week. How are you feeling today?
Slightly better. Slightly better every day.
What do you think you had?
I don't... It was some sort of something that made me poop weird.
So, yeah?
But also I had a headache and sore throat. So,
When you say it made you poop weird, what do you mean? It made you poop like out of your nose or something?
No, I don't really want to describe it, Greg.
All right. I mean, I can imagine is you pooping out of your nose, and that seems pretty, that's pretty weird to me.
Yeah, that is weird. That's not exactly what I mean, but yeah, go with that.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're okay. I hope your poop is getting back to normal.
It's on its way, Greg. It's on its way.
Okay, that's good. Let me ask you something. Yeah. When you poop, do you save it and sell it to fans?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you're missing out on quite a revenue stream there, pal.
Really? Do you do that?
Oh man. Every day. I try to poop 3-4 times a day because it just increases the revenue stream.
Who buys it?
Well, nobody yet, but I'm saving them in jars. Okay. And I have got thousands of jars and they're ready to go.
Oh God. God.
Yeah.
Where do you keep these jars?
$99.99 includes shipping. $99.99 includes shipping anywhere in the world, except Africa.
Okay.
And
why?
It's just more expensive to ship to Africa. So there's a surcharge.
Okay.
An extra $1.20.
So many specifics about this without ever actually selling any.
I'm prepared. Yeah. I like to be prepared. But yeah, wow. But I will tell you something. Kim is getting awfully tired of our kitchen cabinets being absolutely filled.
Oh, it's kitchen cabinets. Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it's thousands, I think it's probably more than just your kitchen cabinets.
Well, we have a lot of kitchen cabinets. We had extra kitchen cabinets installed We had kitchen cabinets installed in other rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how many kitchen cabinets we've got.
I gotta imagine if it's still going on, you're gonna run out. You're running out of room. Do you have plans for more?
I know we have plans. We do have plans for more kitchen cabinets. We're gonna install some kitchen cabinets in the closet and some kitchen cabinets in the bedroom.
Okay, so they're just cabinets. They're not kitchen cabinets.
All right. Okay, Greg. Man, you are on today. You are on.
But also.
Yeah.
Greg,
things.
It's not a revenue stream. It's not. It's no one's buying it.
Well, maybe not to you. Stop. Maybe it's not a revenue stream to you. But I'm going to be making serious money as soon as people start buying them. I'm going to be in the red. Is that what they say? In the red?
I guess.
I don't think that's what they say.
Or is in the red the bad? It mean you
in the red is bad, selling. And in the black in the black is good.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Greg, you're never selling any. No one wants to buy people's poop. No one wants to.
I mean, maybe it's like scientific experiments or something. If they need to experiment on.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That is very true.
Yeah. I'm hoping some science lab discovers that I'm selling this stuff, and they'll be like, "Oh, we gotta, We got to stock up.
You know, you don't need to. I feel like you have a big enough stock. You don't need the stock to keep growing. I think.
See, that sounds like a man who is unprepared for giant sales. See, I've set my sights high. I'm planning on lots and lots of sales.
Okay.
And just imagine like 3-4 poops a day for the past 7 years, and you add all those up, $99.99 a piece. Shipping's only going to cost me. If you include the mason jars and the shipping, you know, you're only looking at maybe $7.
Yeah.
And the rest is just profit.
That's true. I mean, that price point would be great if you had proven that it worked at all. Like,
All right, Craig.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yes, it's good. How about you? How's your health these days?
I feel like I'm slowly dying.
Okay. Your face turned really dark when I asked that.
Yeah. Over the course of a number of decades, I feel like I only have decades left. You know, maybe 5 decades at the most.
I mean, that's great. That's fantastic.
I mean, but at the most, I've got 5 decades.
Okay.
Definitely no more than that.
I guess when you're born, like soon after you're born, you can't say you have 5 decades at the most.
Yeah,
you can say,
exactly. Like when I was born, people would ask me like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "I feel like I have at least, you know, 8 to 10 decades ahead of me."
Yeah,
that's how good I felt. But you feel good as a baby. You know, you don't have a lot of aches and pains when you're a baby.
Well, I mean, babies whine and cry a lot.
I know they're such little bitches, aren't they?
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you had a baby, would you say to that baby sometimes, "Man, stop being such a little bitch"?
Yes, actually. Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch. I said that out of the side of my mouth.
Stop being such a little bitch. Yeah, right out of the side of your mouth.
A little bitch. Yeah, like that.
Listen, I feel like all parents say that every once in a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, parents, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
People who don't have kids, just sit down. Just shut up for a second.
And also, people who do have kids, you can sit down as well. We want everyone to be able to sit and relax while listening to this podcast. You don't have to exercise.
No. Parents, you should exercise.
Parents should exercise probably a little bit more than the other, because they don't really...
Yeah.
I mean, when do they have time?
Exactly. Yeah.
While they're listening to this podcast, that's for sure.
Yeah. So if you're a parent, you have to exercise while you listen to two guys talking about lettuce. Greg, do you know it's a really exciting time for lettuce? There's some major lettuce news.
I know. Are you going to talk about how lettuce, the scientists have found that lettuce causes stomach cancer?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, what are you going to talk about?
Did they find that out?
No. Go ahead and say your story. What's your story?
No. I want to hear about...
No, your story sounds like it's probably more important. Go ahead. What's your story?
Well, mine actually is real. So,
what are you insinuating?
So there is a new machine, Fruit Logistica in Berlin. The machinery specialist championed its OptiCore system for coring heads of iceberg lettuce. OptiCore type OC60. It can core, it can core 60 heads per minute.
See, you know what? I don't know if I can believe you, because it feels to me like you're just reading this. So I don't know if I can believe what you're saying.
Well, so you'd rather it would be off the top of my head? You'd rather
I'm just saying it didn't feel off the cuff. It felt like you were reading it.
So if it's not off the cuff feeling, then it's false.
That's a rule for actors. You don't ever want for actors to like feel like they're just reading their lines. If you're watching a TV show and you're like, "Damn, what actors? Why are you don't do that?" See how I was so off the cuff there that it sounded like I didn't know what I was saying. But
were you reading that?
I was reading that. But
oh wow!
But I made it seem like
so
I
you
wasn't.
You want me to say this like I'm not reading it?
Yeah, it's got to feel off the cuff. Let's try
again. Okay, Greg.
Yeah.
There's this company in Berlin. They're called Fruit Logistica,
uh-huh.
and they made a machine.
Uh huh.
Where they can core 60 heads of lettuce.
More uhs and ums.
Oh, yeah. So, Greg, there is this company in Berlin. They're called Fruit Logistica, I think.
Whoa,
something like that.
Oh, wow, cool.
And they can core heads of lettuce.
Oh, lettuce.
If you will.
Lettuce. I will.
60 heads per minute or something like that.
Jeez.
So it's like, it's incredible.
Wow. Just imagine all the stomach cancer that's going to give people.
Why? Why would that be?
Because of that other news story that you shared earlier about how lettuce causes stomach cancer. Tell me more about that. I'm sure we all want to hear more, but that seems like an important story. Tell me more about where you read about that.
So listen, out of Japan, they a team of scientists at Leafy Labs, they were called.
Leafy Labs, sure. Yeah, I know about Leafy Labs.
Yeah, and they discovered that actually lettuce, there's a certain strain of lettuce that causes stomach cancer.
Oh my God. So we should all stop eating lettuce right now. Do you think we're going to get sued by the Lettuce Council for false information?
What do you mean false information? You told me that was true.
Well, yeah, but it's false information.
Oh. Oh. So it's true, but it's false.
It is truly false.
Okay.
It is 100% truly false information.
Okay. So, don't say it then. Just don't say things.
Yeah,
like
probably
that.
We shouldn't say that.
No,
probably
no.
We shouldn't say that.
Yeah. So the first lettuce story I said was true.
Okay.
The second one was a lie. So that was one lie and one truth.
Man, this is great. It's just like that game, one truth and a lie.
Yeah. Exactly like that game.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you tell me one truth and a lie.
Oh, okay. Okay. So here, all right. So do you want me to tell you which one is the truth and which one is the lie, or do you want to guess?
I would like to guess.
Okay. All right. It's been discovered that lettuce actually can be broken down and it turns into paint, and you can paint your whole house with it.
Wow.
Okay.
Your whole house with like one head of lettuce?
With one head of lettuce. Yeah. It goes really far.
It breaks down into a lot of paint.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So that's one. And you have to wait until you hear the other one to figure out which one is the truth and which one is the lie.
Well, yeah, obviously I do. Okay. Yes.
And then the other one
obviously
is. The other one is Olympic gold medalist Manute Bol has revealed that he can outrun anyone in the world, but the only person that he ever could not run as fast as was a head of iceberg lettuce.
Okay, so both things are obvious lies.
Nope.
Manute Bol was a basketball player.
No,
right?
He's a runner. He's an Olympic gold medal runner.
Right, yeah.
Manute Bol. Very tiny bowl. Just imagine how tiny that little bowl is.
Yeah, but Manute Bol is very tall.
It's Manute.
A very tall person. No,
well, I wasn't talking about a tall person. I'm talking about a tiny little bowl who's an Olympic gold medalist runner.
Someone else. Oh,
yeah.
Someone else. Okay.
Yeah. You think you know everything, don't you, Craig?
No. I just know basic things.
Do you feel like you know some things?
Yes, I do feel like I do.
You think you know some things, don't you, Craig?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you know some things and you don't know other things, do you?
That's true. I'm not sure you have control over the tone of your voice right now. I think the tone you're going for is mismatching your statements.
Oh, yeah. Well, the next time we get together, I'm going to buy you lunch. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
That tone was off.
The tone is a bit off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
a good character for something.
You like that?
The guy who can't get the right tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. So, like,
Mr. Jackson, I've got bad news for you. You've got cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was a doctor. Yeah.
Now try to pretend you're breaking up with me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really just not working out, Craig.
So that tone was actually okay.
I think it was.
Like you stopped the bit. You stopped doing the bit.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
Sorry. Hang on a second. My ear itches. That's better.
Okay. Folks who are listening, he itched his headphones.
Well, that's what
also, you could probably tell from the sound. That was not the sound of a man itching his ear.
No, my ear itches right here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, so he itched his plastic ear with his hoof. That's what that was.
Are you saying that I have a hoof?
That's what the sound was.
Don't reveal all my secrets to our listeners. A lot of our listeners don't know that I am hooved.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Are you a minotaur or are you a centaur?
Yes. Hey, you know what I was thinking? Okay. I was thinking that if we want to get people to listen to this episode, we should. I have a title for us because I think that there's nothing that people enjoy more than debates about religion and politics. So why don't we call this the Religion and Politics episode?
Sounds great.
Great. Okay, good. Sounds I'm glad great. We got that going on. Hey, what's what else is going on for you this week?
We're not gonna debate religion and politics.
No, I don't care for that. You had to cancel on Bad Movies Live because you weren't feeling good on Friday.
Oh, wow. You're putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, but listen, I got a guy named John Kearns to replace you, and we watched the movie that you and I were going to watch together, Suburban Sasquatch, and it was so funny. And I'm really sorry that you missed it.
The whole time were you like, wow, this would be better if Craig were here?
I don't know if I said better.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, oh, man, if good. Craig were, I just said the if Craig were here part.
Oh, so you just, out of the blue, you went, if Craig were here.
Yeah, I just did that a lot. I just sort of shook my head. If Craig were here.
And then what did Jonathan say?
He's like, yeah. And well, his name is John. You can call him Jonathan if you want. I guess maybe he might have been born Jonathan. I don't know.
Okay. I thought you said, why did I think you said Jonathan?
Did you say Jonathan? Yeah, I don't know. Johnny Baby? You can call him Johnny Baby if you want.
I put Nathan in where there isn't a Nathan, I guess.
Jono. Not a lot of people who are named John. Not a lot of people call them Jono.
Yeah, I don't think anyone. I don't think that ever happens.
I once knew a girl named John, and Jonna. Her name was Jonna, and you'll never guess what her father's name was.
Gary?
No, John.
Oh, John. Okay.
And here's another one. I also knew another girl named Johnette, and you'll never guess what her father's name was.
Sal?
John. Also John.
Okay, John. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You're not good at guessing dad's names.
Yeah. I knew a girl named Jessica. You'll never guess what her dad's name was.
John.
Mark, actually.
Oh, shoot. No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I thought I was good at it, but no, you have a point. You really kind of nailed it there. Oh, well, that's all right. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's just fine. Oh, I've got big news, actually.
Okay. What?
My son, Charlie, I don't know if you've ever met him. He's very nice. He has, he's 7 years old. He has decided.
Yeah, Greg, I've been to your house and I've met Charlie multiple times, actually.
So Charlie was here at the house when you were visiting?
Multiple times, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so he has decided that his soccer name, because he plays soccer, he's decided he's going to go by a different name when he plays soccer. He's decided his soccer name is Ronaldo Da Vinci.
Where'd he get that from?
From his brain, from his crazy little 7-year-old brain.
That's a great soccer name.
He is he's Ronaldo Da Vinci.
Wow.
And he says that every time he plays soccer now. Ronaldo Da Vinci!
Does he know who Leonardo Da Vinci is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ronaldo's great-great-grandfather.
Do you know who Leonardo Da Vinci is?
Yeah, absolutely. He was a farmer, and he grew fruits
and vegetables. You can't just... make your way up through this. He was a specific person.
Okay, I know. Everybody's a specific person. You're a specific person. Yeah. I'm a specific person.
If you're going to try to guess, you got to be more general than saying he's a farmer. Because he's not a farmer.
What is his name? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Da Vinci.
He was a specific person.
Yeah, who? Like, at what time period did he live?
In the early 90s, he was in a movie called Titanic.
No. Yeah. Leonardo Da Vinci. That's Leonardo DiCaprio you're talking about.
I have a Leonardo DiCaprio story. One time we saw him in person. He's very short. But the other time is we went to see the
movie.
Did
that make you feel better about yourself? That he was short?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, he might be like a really successful actor and like a billionaire or whatever, but... Look how much taller I am than this guy. I'm like a foot taller than him.
Yeah.
And same with Tom Cruise. You know, oh, all that success can't buy him an extra foot, can it?
Yeah, you feel that that's why they strive so hard is because they're trying to get taller, but they can't.
I think a lot of celebrities are really they're very small people.
Yeah,
on the inside.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It got deep, didn't it? But anyway, the other one was. Do you remember that movie that he was in? Wall Street. Do you remember Wall Street?
The movie Leonardo DiCaprio was in.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Wall Street with. With Michael Douglas. I'm sorry, The Wolf. No. The Wolf Attacks Wall Street. What's the name of it?
The Wolf Attack on Wall Street. No. The Wolf of Wall Street.
If they made a movie called Wolf Attack on Wall Street, I would watch it on Bad Movies Live. Every Friday and Sunday on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Okay.
Twitch.tv/. Check it out, folks.
Stop.
Hilarious show.
This is not a vehicle for your other stuff.
I know, like my show Bad Movies Live every Friday and Sunday night.
Oh my god.
At twitch.tv/mediocrefilms. Okay. All right. So anyway, Kim and I went to see The Wolf of Wall Street many years ago when it came out in the movie theater. You remember when movies used to come out in movie theaters?
They still do, yeah.
Most of them don't. So we went to the movie theater to see The Wolf of Wall Street. It was packed, and we sat all the way in the back, and we're like, hey, if we sit in the back, we're not going to sit by people who are, like, you know, making loud noise. We just can enjoy the movie. And we sit in the back, and there's a couple of empty seats next to us, and we're like, bam, we got it made. And about 10 minutes after the movie started, a very drunk couple walked into the theater and sat right next to us. Mm-hmm. And it was a big buff guy and a young hot girl, and they were drunk as hell. And there was this one scene where they referenced something sexual, but it wasn't sexual in a fun way. It was just like something vaguely sexual. And the drunk girl yelled out, "Holla!" And I was like, "Oh god damn it, no! Don't ruin the movie." Don't you ruin the movie.
Why would they go to Wolf of Wall Street?
I don't know, but I will tell you they did not stay very long. Luckily, they stayed maybe 15 minutes, and they were like, let's go have sex in the hotel room. This was at a hotel in Vegas, by the way. I forgot to mention that part.
Did they say that?
No, but you could tell that that's what they were going to go do. They were going to go attempt to have sex in the hotel room in Vegas, but they were both so drunk that there's no way that they would actually have sex. They probably passed out before they even got started.
Mm-hmm. You know, Vegas is like, I feel like the place to unwind.
Oh, you know? Unwind. Sure. To unwind, get drunk, go see 15 minutes of Wolf of Wall Street and yell out, holla.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do every time I go.
Yeah.
I look for a screening of Wolf of Wall Street. And I sit in the back and I go, holla.
Good. And now, my wife and I, every time anything vaguely sexual happens in a movie, we just yell out, holla! So it really is kind of a gift. It was kind of a gift.
Yeah. And you have this great story, and you've never forget. You probably would have forgotten that you saw that movie in Vegas.
What movie?
Oh, Jesus.
And now, folks, it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section. Starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope that you enjoyed it. This is the first time that I've ended the Patreon-only bonus section and you have not been talking over me. Do you know why?
Because you said, hang on, let's just be quiet for a second.
Yes.
And then
we got it clean. I think for the first time. I think we've gone like 47 episodes where you've been speaking over that. And now we got it clean.
Yet I still feel interrupted. So how about that?
Do you?
Yes. Because you said, hang on, let's be quiet for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really like a a clean out of a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Like if you're talking and you're like, hang on.
Yeah.
And then you move on. Yeah.
No, that's not, it's fair.
Is that, you seem like you got other things on your mind, Greg. Is everything okay?
No, not at all. No, I'm good.
You're leaning back and you're stretching. Like, you seem like too relaxed. And now you've put on a second pair of headphones over your first pair of headphones. And you are acting as if you are listening to music with that new pair.
What? What are you talking about?
But that new pair was not touching your ears.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Other headphones.
I can't hear you. I got mute. Hang on, let me turn the music down.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No. Hang on. I think I turned it up. Just a second.
Greg,
I'm taking this off.
I'm worried for you.
That's good.
I'm worried for you.
That's good.
What were you listening to?
Metallica. That new Metallica album.
Metallica? It's,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know you liked Metallica.
This is Metallica. They sing. It's Metallica sings Torme. I don't know if you've ever been a fan of Mel Torme, but Metallica has rearranged all the famous Mel Torme songs. And Metallica sings Torme. I think it's their best album.
Metallica sings Torme. So yeah. They're like all singing?
Yeah. Yeah. No instruments. The whole thing's a cappella.
Okay.
It's just all the members of Metallica
just
gathered together in a small closet around one microphone, and they're just singing. Yeah. And they only learned one Mel Torme song. So just every track is the same song, but it's just a different take of them singing it.
Sounds horrible. That sounds really bad. Although I do want to listen to it.
I mean, honestly, that's the only Metallica album that I think I would listen to. And I know there are a lot of Metallica fans out there. Are you a Metallica fan?
Not really now. When I was younger, I was into some of it. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? I've always wanted to know this. Why did they want the Sandman to enter?
I think it was more that the Sandman wanted to enter.
The Sandman wanted to enter?
Yeah. I think it's sort of like in a script where a character enters. Like, enter Sandman. I feel like that's what they were going for.
And he was just there to deliver the sand? He's like a milkman, just there to deliver sand?
Yeah, well, I feel like he takes you on into a dream world or a nightmare world, depending on...
But first he's like, sand delivery, here's your sand, and then just bring...
No.
Brings in some bags of sand, and then you enter a dream world.
No. I mean, Sandman is a character from that they didn't invent. The Sandman.
I know. It's from that other song. Mr. Sandman, bring me some sand. Boom, 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 boom. I want some big old bags of sand. Boom, 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 boom. That song. Boom. Yeah.
I could make a sandcastle, or I could get it in my shoes. Yeah. And then it wouldn't come off for months.
See, I thought you were gonna make it. I thought you were gonna make it rhyme because you know songs have to rhyme. And then I wouldn't get the blues. See, that would have rhymed. You said I wouldn't get the blues.
Yeah,
you know, or then I wouldn't snooze.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
Greg.
Yeah,
Sandman. Yeah, he's just a mythical figure who brings sand and sprinkles it on sleeping people to make them dream, I guess.
Jesus. What, it gets in their eyes and their mouth and stuff?
I guess so.
That's
it doesn't
horrible.
Make sense.
No,
I know, but it's
horrible.
Magic. But it's magic sand. So I think it's probably...
Can I just say this? Yeah. If I were sleeping and you... Like, let's say you were visiting. You and your wife, Veronica, were visiting here with your beautiful son. And if you came in the room... While I was sleeping.
What's my son's name?
Jerry, I think. And you sprinkled...
You don't know my son's name, do you?
If you came in while I'm sleeping, this is the important part, and you sprinkled sand like all over my face and eyes and mouth and stuff, I would be a little upset with you, frankly.
Okay.
I would, you know, I wouldn't stand for that.
You wouldn't stand for that?
Mmm. I see what you did. What did you do? What'd you do there? What was that?
So the word stand sounds like sand.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. That's very good. Mm-hmm. So
your story you just told me was basically that you would not like it if someone dumped sand on your face while you're sleeping.
While I'm sleeping, no. I would rather be awake for that.
That is not a contra... Oh, you want to be awake for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to miss any of it. I don't want to sleep through any of it. You know, if I'm going to have sand dumped on my face, I want to be able to enjoy it, you know? Be conscious.
Can you enjoy it? Is it possible? I mean, I think I'd rather be conscious so that I could avoid it while it was happening. But
you would want to avoid it completely.
I would, or I'd try to. Yeah, I would. If that was an option, yeah. If the option was no sand on my face, I would definitely choose that.
Why do you hate sand so much? I mean, the beach is full of it. Do you ever go to the beach?
Sand. I enjoy sand. Well, then I don't enjoy it dumped on my face.
Sand dumped on your face. Why don't you?
No. I enjoy it.
Have you ever tried it? Craig, have you ever tried it?
Probably. It's probably happened. I've probably, as a kid, I don't know, fell in the sand or something.
But you don't remember, so you need to refresh your memory. Have someone dump a big bucket of sand on your face while you're sleeping.
Have you tried it? Do you remember?
This past Thursday I did.
Oh, yeah? Why? Why did that happen?
It was just a thing they're having at Charlie's school. They're like, parents, come in, get some sand dumped on your face. And so I did that. I was the only parent who showed up for that.
Yeah. And was anyone else there to dump the sand?
Just George Clooney. It's LA, so they usually get like a celebrity to do the dumping. So Clooney was there, and
the dumping. This is not a thing. The sand dumping.
Sand
on
dumping.
Parents. Then no, it's
sand
not a
dumping.
Thing. It's not a thing.
What? So you haven't heard of sand dumping?
No.
Don't point it's at me if you haven't heard of sand dumping.
I mean, people do dump sand in various places, for sure, but not on parents' faces. They don't call parents into a school. They don't have a celebrity there. You may have shown up. You may have gotten sand on your face, but I feel like it was all your doing. I think that was all.
I will say George Clooney looked really different.
Yeah.
He did look there. I never realized that he was short and Mexican. I always thought, oh, hang on, I'm getting a phone call.
Here we go. Going back to the phone.
You know what?
Greg, you should quit your phone. You should quit your phone.
I'm actually not going to answer that right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what? Because it's going to be bad news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who is it? If you don't mind my asking.
I'll call you back in about 10 minutes. That's my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But we don't want to talk about bad news on this. Let's talk about good news.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for instance, we can strip heads of lettuce. Oh, there's other news. There's other lettuce news.
There's more lettuce news. Good. I want to hear this. This is great.
This is an article that I didn't understand. But it's for better looking lettuce, look to one cut varieties. One cut varieties.
I'm sorry, what does that mean? One cut variety? What does that mean? I mean, I seriously don't know.
That's the problem. See, I don't know either. But it's great news to know that if you want better looking lettuce, because whenever I'm eating lettuce, I'm always like, I wish this looked more pretty, you know? I always think that.
So you need one cut. I don't understand what you're talking about.
One cut lettuce.
One cut lettuce. What does that mean? Is it like one person cuts the lettuce?
I don't know, Greg. I don't know.
You take a head of lettuce and you just cut it in half? Just one cut?
No. It's something to do with cutting the leaves. I don't know, Greg. I don't know.
Let's be serious for a second. Do you ever go to a fancy steak restaurant where they charge you like $10 for a head of iceberg lettuce cut in half? They put a little blue cheese on it, a little bacon, and they call it iceberg lettuce salad. What's that called? What's that? It's called an iceberg
lettuce salad.
No, it's got a name. What's the name of that salad? Where they literally, it's just like a chunk of iceberg lettuce. Might even not be a half. Might be a quarter of an iceberg head of lettuce.
Yeah.
It's called come on. What's the name of it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is a famous salad. Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Now I have to look it up. Hang on a second. Got to look it up here. Let's see.
Okay, you look it up. I will sit back and relax. I'll make relaxing tones.
Right now our listeners are shouting out, "Classic wedge!" So many of our listeners are, it's a wedge salad. It's called a wedge salad. Damn it.
Shout it. Yeah.
You know how angry our viewers get when we can't remember the name of a salad?
Yeah, I don't know because I'm not there when they're listening.
They get super mad. They send me recordings. So a lot of people record themselves listening to the podcast.
Oh, so they're listening and they're like, oh, I'm getting mad now. Oh, I better get the phone. Record.
No, they're already recording. No, a lot of times they're already recording and then they just
they're just recording the whole time they listen?
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, please, if you are recording, please, everybody, try to record your listening experience in its entirety and send it to us.
Yeah.
At where should they send it?
President@whitehouse.gov.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. That's the place to go.
Can you hear my daughter laughing over here?
Oh, is she enjoying the podcast? Good.
I think so. Yeah.
So you've never had a classic wedge salad?
I probably have, but I didn't remember the name of it.
It's a delicious salad. They take some iceberg lettuce, they cut it in half or a quarter, they give you a wedge of it, and then they just drizzle a bunch of blue cheese over it and blue cheese dressing and bacon bits, and then
so
they
it looks
charge
like a
you
lettuce
like
pie.
Then they charge you like $10 for what probably cost them, I don't know, 40 cents, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that the profit margin on a classic wedge salad is enormous.
Well, that's business, Greg. That's capitalism. They got rent, they got overhead, they got employees to pay, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they always got to charge a little more than they're spending otherwise.
I know, but they probably could charge 80 cents and they double their money, is all I'm saying. They don't have to charge $10 for it.
$10 does seem a little steep.
I mean, $10 for iceberg lettuce. Like when you go into the store and you buy iceberg lettuce, they almost give you money back. They're like, oh, you're buying a head of iceberg lettuce? Here's 35 cents. Like that's how cheap iceberg lettuce is.
Yeah. But no one says the best way to save money is to go out to eat at a restaurant, right? No one says that.
I've said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you want to save money, go out to eat at restaurants.
Instead of making your food at home?
Oh, shoot. Never thought of that. That would be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would definitely be cheaper.
Oh, you'd save money doing that. Oh, I'm doing that from now on.
Okay, cool.
Man.
I feel like we need to have a financial talk.
Why didn't I think of that? I mean, honestly, why didn't I think of that?
Because sometimes you're a little dim, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like a bulb, you know? And the older I get, the dimmer the bulb gets. You know, until one of these days I just start flickering and then I'm out.
Yeah. Wow, Greg. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to the conversation we had at the beginning.
And then you have to replace me. Yep. Then you have to order a new me at Amazon, wait a day or two for it to be delivered, if you have Prime or whatever. And then you have to unscrew me and then screw in the new me.
You think by the time your bulb flickers out, I'll be able to just buy a replica of you on Amazon?
I think so. I mean, with the way modern technology is going, I don't see why not.
Really? You think?
I mean, I'm already part robot.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have
my hip
and knees.
My hip and my knee.
Yeah.
Part robot.
That's not part robot. That's just metal. Is it metal or is it?
It is metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get frisked every time I go through the airport security.
I mean, that's a little perk, right?
It is. Whenever I get frisked, they always assign a man to me, not a woman, to pat me down. And he always says this. They're required to say this. All right, I'm going to pat your sensitive areas with the back of my hand. And then I say, how much do I need to tip you for you to use the front of your hands?
And then how often do they appreciate that?
And then they say, sir, step over here, please. And I always say, I would, but I don't want to be too far away from my bombs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what you refer to, how you refer to your luggage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's made by a company called Bombs. Yeah. B-O-M-B-Z. Bombs Luggage. I don't want to be too far away from my bombs. Sir, we're going to need you to step into this room. All right, but take my bombs with me. Got to take my bombs.
Yeah, yeah. Careful with those bombs.
Yeah. Hey, careful with my bombs. I don't want for this to be in a situation where everything just blows up.
Yeah, right.
You know, and here's the thing. They always misinterpret, and I don't understand what the big deal is.
So
that would be the worst name for a luggage company. Bombs.
Bombs.
Yeah, with a Z.
We should start that luggage company.
That literally, I cannot think of a worse name for a luggage company. Oh, wait, Samsonite.
Okay. No, that's not worse. That's not worse.
It's a pretty bad name, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. You're wearing kind of a Waldo shirt right now.
Yeah. Sometimes this is just a really soft shirt that I have. I don't really wear this out. I just put it on this morning because I just wanted to feel warm and comfy and snug.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm wearing a warm shirt that I've worn the past 3 days because that's what you do when you're sick. You wear the same clothes for a while.
Well, because you don't want to get sick germs all over all your clothes.
No. You want to keep it close to the chest, you know?
Yeah. Last night I took
it close to the chest or close to the vest.
It's close to the chest vests. It's both of them.
Okay, all right.
Last night I did the thing where you know you take your laundry and you go over to your neighbor's house and you do your laundry at your neighbor's house, and that was just so great just to see my neighbors do my laundry
that's
there.
That could be an arrangement you have with your neighbor if your machine's not working. Is your machine not working?
Oh man, you're brilliant! Like you just figured it out. You just figured it out.
Oh, wow.
Here's the deal. And I need to vent a little bit. And I guess this would be called first world problems. Here's a little section we call first world problems. So every once in a while, and I do mean every once in a while, it used to be every month, but now it's like every 3 or 4 months, we will get a cleaning lady in the house. And there's a cleaning lady that we get in the house and we pay her whatever, a few thousand dollars to come over and just clean the house for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she always breaks things. She's always either moving stuff around or breaking things or like, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now the faucet's loose. Why is the faucet all loose? Then I got to go repair the faucet. Well, so yesterday she came in and she stuffed the washing machine so full of stuff. Like she overloaded it so much and it was so heavy, the motor broke. Like she literally broke them. And first I thought, oh, maybe just like, because it broke in the middle of a thing and it was all filled with water. And I had to like pull everything out, like everything's soaking wet and throw it all into the bathtub. And and again, I warned you, first world problems, talking about a cleaning lady. But anyway, so I took the washing machine apart, which I have done several times before to repair it. Usually like it's like a little sock or something that gets stuck in the pump, right? Mm-hmm. So I take it all apart, open up the pump, open up everything. There's nothing stuck in there. And then I realized by getting out the multimeter, I realized there's no continuity in the motor. She has fried the motor. And I want to clarify.
I didn't know you were a washing machine technician, Greg. I didn't know that.
I like to repair my own things. I've always enjoyed it. I watch YouTube videos, and it's taught me. I've fixed my own car, fixed my own appliances, dishwasher, dryer, washer, all the stuff. Plumbing, electricity in the house. I like doing all that stuff.
See, I hate all that stuff. So you know, we should get married, Greg. We should get married.
You and me. Well, you told me before that China fixes some things around the house.
Yes, she does.
See, I like to do it. Part of it's because I'm kind of cheap when it comes to like, it's like, why am I going to call a guy to come out and pay him like $300-$400 to fix an old washing machine? And by the way, this washing machine is probably 25 to 30 years old. We've had it forever. And they're only supposed to last like 7 to 10 years max.
Yeah.
But I've replaced parts and, you know, you get a new part here and there. Oh, this part's only $18 and you order the part online. And then
so this isn't all the cleaning lady's fault then. I mean, it's not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it is an older washing machine and it's never had the motor replaced. But still, I haven't overloaded it like that. I don't think I would have broken it, but she broke it. Anyway, what are you going to do? I still paid her and she'll still be back. It's just the way it is, you know. It's part of the deal. So, but I had that thing taken apart and I was working on it for hours and then I realized I can't repair this. This is beyond me to replace the motor would have been too much work and frankly too expensive for an old washing machine. So, you know what? You know what I did? And this is the amazing thing about life. You just get on the internet, do a little research, find a new washing machine, and it's going to be delivered this morning. That's why we're recording early.
Oh, I thought what you were going to say you did was you just started using your neighbors.
I had to go to the neighbors because I was left with a bunch of soaking wet laundry. So I had to put it in a huge bucket and bring it over because it was otherwise it would just be sitting around for like a day and a half.
Yeah.
Before we get the new one hooked up. And then it would get all gross.
Well, listen, Greg, I'm sorry you went through this. So my reaction to when things break is how do I take money and convert it into this problem going away?
Uh-huh.
That's how I do it.
That's what I did. And
I'll probably have less money, but I didn't have to do it.
I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of myself that I didn't attempt to like get a repair person out. Because by the time you get someone out and it's going to be $300-$400 to fix an old washing machine, might as well buy yourself a new one.
Yes.
So I got a new one.
You got a? Is it brand new? It's not an old washing
machine? Brand new. Got on Lowe's.com, and they had delivery available for the next day.
Yeah.
And
when we were first moving in, we were looking for a new washing machine. I believe you told us to look for one that we could repair ourselves. You told us to buy an old one.
Because the old ones you can repair yourself, but the new ones, they're all computerized and it's much more difficult to repair them.
We did consider it, and then we ignored your advice. And
that's
fine. We bought a new one.
Yeah, listen, some people don't want to repair their own things, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I did buy a simple one. I didn't buy a fancy computerized one because they still sell the simple ones.
Yeah.
And they're more water efficient now. So listen, this is boring. This conversation's boring. So I guess that's the end of this episode of two guys discussing lettuce in a very detailed and fascinating way. Welcome to the end of the episode.
Wow. I feel like we need to end better. Let's do it.
Really? All right, why don't you do it? You do it this time. Okay.
Well, I got to grab my guitar.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you grab your guitar. All right. Craig is going to grab his guitar right now and he's going to end the episode the way that it should be ended with music.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Ready?
Yep.
Craig likes to worry about death and fixes his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wrong chord there. Greg likes to worry about death and fixes his own stuff. But sometimes things get a little bereft. Am I using that word correctly?
Yeah.
And things get a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm. Man. So true. Truer words have never been spoken. Bye, everybody.
It's not over yet.
Oh, wait. It's not over. No, never mind the bye part. Don't leave yet. It's still going, guys. Are you playing the guitar? Because you have some sort of limiter on your microphone where I literally can't hear the guitar.
Oh, you can't hear the guitar?
No.
Oh, I guess when I get too loud or something, it just... I was playing... Okay.
I think you have some sort of limiter on your mic.
Just imagine the greatest Metallica guitar solo, because that was a callback to when we were talking about Metallica. I was doing an amazing Metallica guitar solo.
Man, I feel like my face is covered with sand. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and welcome to the end of the episode of Two Gentlemen Discussing Things That Have Something to Do with a Leafy Vegetable. Bye-bye.
Two guys talking about lettuce.